It's a wonderful last name.
You inherited that last name.
I did.
But we love your husband too for it.
Yes, very much. Yes.
Oh, gosh. All right. All right. Names aside, this is continuing the conversation that all cities across America, mm-hmm. they're dealing with, right?
Yes.
So how do we deal with the homeless population? So if you can talk a little bit, if you can explain what the city is doing to support the ongoing efforts that are underway in the community, just to complement what they're doing and continuing it.
Okay, so the city has a lot of, the Housing Development Corporation of Rock Hill is the city's housing arm, right? So the Housing Development Corporation of Rock Hill is doing a lot in the realm of homelessness. And one of the main things we're working on right now is this permanent supportive housing piece. So we currently have one unit that is permanent supportive housing. We're working on rehabbing another. We received a very large personal grant from the Holiday family in honor of Jack Holiday. We were very fortunate to receive that. So we're doing some rehab on another property. And then we just received this grant from the Federal Home Loan Bank of Atlanta in partnership with Family Trust Federal Credit Union. And we are building four more permanent supportive housing houses. So, you know, permanent supportive housing is an intervention to deal with chronic, long-term chronic homelessness. So these are individuals that they're, you know, they need more assistance than just kind of a rapid rehousing is another model that HUD has, that HDC works on, that HUD has. And those are more of our individuals that need kind of that first month's rent or deposit, and then they'll be more independent. Our permanent supportive housing is more of our individuals that need more assistance. They need case management. They need monthly support services. So that's really where we're trying to address, and we're trying to, you know, ease that bottleneck that's in our shelters and just create more independent living options.
So will you work with the current shelters now to find the people to be residents of the home? Will you work with people like Pathways and Bethel? And so, what is that going to look like?
Yes, so we'll work with the three emergency shelters in York County. So we have Bethel Shelters, we have Lifehouse Women's Shelter, and we have Family Promise. So and it kind of also covers the whole gambit of individuals, right? Which is, we're very fortunate for. So we'll work with them to identify those families or individuals that fit best in the permanent supportive housing model, and they will then stick with those families. So they will provide those supportive services. They'll provide financial literacy, case management, anything they need to live independently in these areas.
So the way we've been told about the homeless situation, so Bethel Lifehouse, they're kind of like the ER. They're filling the immediate needs.
Yes.
Then once they kind of get their feet underneath them, then they can move to the Haven, which has a longer trajectory for them.
Yep.
So where do these supportive housing units fit in this process?
So individuals that go to the Haven or a transitional shelter, they're also more ready for a more independent life. So individuals that are in the chronic homelessness, they're in emergency shelters more. So this will fit with easing that bottleneck in the emergency shelters. So they'll come straight from the emergency shelter to these units.
Because otherwise they might just go right back on the streets.
Correct. They were.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Corinne, it sounds like for the first time in a long time that all of these entities are now talking to each other.
That's how it feels for me too. And
okay.
I give huge kudos to the Catawba Area Coalition for the Homeless, so CASH, as we call it. Really bringing these agencies together monthly, talking to each other. CASH just put out their, it's a summary of housing and homelessness, and it kind of lays everything out for York County, really getting people in the same room, talking about the issue of homelessness. How do we get city officials? We have council member Sutton and council member Lindsay come to our meetings every month. You know, we have really great energy towards this issue and people working together and coming together to help. You know, we're never going to solve homelessness, but at least we'll create just ideas and ways that we can make it easier in our community.
Well, and you all have the same end goal.
I mean, correct.
And then instead of working right now where it's kind of reactive, you can also help be proactive, yes. because then you can come together with the community and figure out a plan for later. Okay, yes. So we have them here now. Now what's the next step? Yes. And I think it's great that everyone's finally, you know, they were all doing great things. Everyone's yep. doing great things, but that you can all come together and have the same goal is yep. fantastic.
And,
it is.
And I think that's how they were operating in the past. Yes. Like they all yep. were doing their own thing, mm-hmm. but why not say, hey, what can we do from start to finish? Mm-hmm. Where can we pick up the slack or help fill in the gaps? And yep. it sounds like everywhere from the emergency shelters to the supportive housing units and beyond are doing that. What can the community do? What, like our listeners, they hear this, they say, gosh, is this a problem? Mm. These are human beings at the end of the day. Yeah. We care for them, right? They've been dealt just a bad hand in life right now.
Yeah.
Some just need an immediate pickup. And then they're good to go. Some, as you mentioned, the chronic part,
yeah.
they're it's a longer journey for them. But people listening, what can we do? Like what?
So
what
become informed about okay. what the issue is. You know, mm-hmm. read our summary of housing and homelessness. Go to SCCACH, so it's SCCACH.com. I have to double check that.
You'll get us in the ballpark.
Yeah, you'll find it. And the summary is on there, and you can just become educated yeah. about okay. the issue. You can also, we have a give help, get help situation on our website. You can click give help, and you can give funding if you feel so inclined. You can volunteer at these shelters. You know, I know Bethel Shelter, a lot of mm-hmm. individuals, groups, they volunteer and they provide meals. You know, anything, really. Anything you are willing to do with your time or money is worth it.
Well, being informed is right. first and foremost, for yep. sure, Corinne. Well, thank you so much for what you all are doing with the city. And again, all these entities are talking to each other and working on the same page. And it makes for a better community that we live in, for yeah. sure. Right. All right. Corinne S. with the City of Rock Hill Housing and Community Development Manager. Thank you so much.
Thank you again. Very much.
It is 8:50 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning, 64 degrees.